Have you been in business between 3 and 7 years? You're doing between $20,000 and $40,000 per month, up and down, right? It's not really consistent. You feel like, wow, I'm making a ton of money, but I'm not really making money because I don't pay myself. I'm always freaking out about paying bills, and it feels like you're always out of stock in your very best style. Something is wrong. I know I should be doing better. Does this sound like you? Imagine a life where your boutique has consistent, predictable sales, and you get to pay yourself enough to fully replace your salary. No more worrying about what can get charged on your credit card, just pure positive cash flow and easy peasy living. Sky's the limit. Boutique Business Accelerator isn't just good, it's a game changer. Molly really said it best. Emily helped me organize my wholesale business so I wasn't flying by the seat of my pants every day and wondering why I was so exhausted every day. Molly hit $1 million in sales in 2023. That's the reality that my program, Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator, is offering to you. Think about it. A future where your boutique is a well-oiled machine. No more sleepless nights over inventory nightmares or financial stress. With Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator, we can grow your sales by 20 to 50% in as little as 6 months. On top of that, you'll finally get to pay yourself what you deserve. Molly, just like you, was drowning in chaos. Now, she's not just organized, she's thriving. As Molly puts it, I'm up 57% in sales, 7% in profit. I took 2 real vacations this year, and I have my launches scheduled a year in advance. These are my results, but I truly don't think it would have happened without Emily and Sky's the Limit. I have to add, Molly only started this program in November of 2022, and this is her growth now, November of 2023. But I don't want to just talk about this. I want to help you act on it. And this is where it gets even better. If you are hearing this right now, enrollment for Sky's the Limit Boutique Business Accelerator is open, and it's at the lowest price available. Seriously, imagine a boutique where you're not just surviving, you're thriving. Your bank account is healthy, and your stress levels are at an all-time low. Don't take my word for it. Hear what a few other people have to say. Rhonda said, I feel more in control of my inventory than ever before, thanks to you and Sky's the Limit. Probably the best investment I've ever made in my business. Part of what Rhonda's not telling you is that in under 6 months, she had reduced her dead inventory by 50%. Ashley also joined us last November of 2022 and was averaging between $20,000 and $24,000 a month, simply selling through her Facebook group. By February, she had jumped to $32,000. By March, was hitting $42,000 a month. That's double what she was doing just a few months before. We didn't do any advertising. She actually launched less days a week. We simply made better buying decisions that fueled her growth. Time's ticking. Your dream boutique is just a click away. You can have results just like this too. Head on over to www.boutiquetrainingacademy.com/skies-the-limit, all one word, and enroll right now. Your 20 to 50% increase in sales in 2024 starts right now. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Boost Your Boutique podcast. I'm so happy you're here. And before we get into this really great interview, I would love to ask if you could either leave a rating or review for the podcast wherever you're listening. If you're on Apple Podcasts on your iPhone, you can simply scroll down in podcasts and give me a star rating. 5 is the best. So hopefully it's a 5. And if you care to write a review, even like, this is a great show, really simple, I would so appreciate it. When you do that, it signals the podcast platforms to boost the content and boost what I'm doing. And it's a great way for free to help me reach new people. So today's episode is all about manufacturing. If you're an influencer or if you are in a position where you are ready to start manufacturing your own clothing and accessories, or you already do and you want a different take on it and you want to hear from people who are really in the day-to-day of what's coming next, they're a little bit right ahead of the curve, you're going to want to listen to this episode. My good friend Jackie Hudson is now a managing director and partner at a company called Atrium Apparel Company out in Columbus, Ohio. And her head merchant
And Jackie and I all spent a lot of time at Magic together this past February. And I said to them, we're having all these awesome conversations, like a dinner and hanging out, waiting for 50 Cent. Like, why don't we have these conversations on the podcast? So we found a spot in the hallway, and hopefully the recording sounds pretty good. You may hear some background noise because we're literally in the hallway of the convention center, like in a corner. So I apologize if there is any background noise. We tried to get as much cut out as possible and used really good mics and everything. But, you know, I just want to give you that forewarning. But this episode is really good, and I hope that you get something out of it. Jackie is like one of the smartest women I know. She just launched her own tank line for postpartum moms who have night sweats. And I mean, that's a whole other story. We're going to have her back on the podcast about that. But this is Jackie's main business, where she is doing hundreds and hundreds of thousands of units for companies like Big Lots and Victoria's Secret and Bath & Body Works. You name it, she has partnered with them in some way. 7-Eleven, she's done products for. I mean, it's really crazy the reach that she has and the scope of what she's seen. And then Camille, her head merchant, is going to talk all about the trends she's seeing and also a lot about influencers. They're launching a program to work with influencers to help them do product drops that actually make them profitable. So if you're an influencer or you have a big audience, it's a really good episode to listen to because they're going to talk about that. So let's just get right into it. Thanks so much for being here. And I hope you enjoy this interview. Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast. I'm your host, Emily Benson, corporate merchant turned boutique owner turned consultant. I want you to start, grow, and scale your boutique business right here with me. If you're ready to master your mindset, margins, and marketing, you're in the right place. Okay, hi, Jackie. Welcome to the Boost Your Boutique podcast.
Hi, Emily. So good to be here.
Okay, also welcome, Camille. We're psyched that you're here.
Oh, my gosh. So happy to be here.
Just for full transparency, we're literally sitting in the Las Vegas Convention Center recording this because why not? Jackie has been my friend for 20 years.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah.
20 years. Mm-hmm. And we first started working at Abercrombie together many, many years ago. And now Jackie is what? Tell us about what you do.
Oh, lots of things. So I had my own journey through corporate retail, similar to you, Emily, and then ended up 7 years ago moving to the manufacturing side of the business. So now the fun part for me as a product junkie merchant, kind of growing up in my career, I get to help others bring their products to life. So a variety of customers from big box retail. We're now working with influencers, which is super fun and exciting and new. And I think that's the greatest part about the business side that I'm on now is every day is different. Every day we have different products that we're touching, different customers we're working with, and really getting to adapt and continue to grow and evolve our business as our customer base changes.
Well, and you're talking about pivoting, which I think one of the things in business we know from being in it for so long is that you're constantly having to pivot. So tell me, here at Magic, and you've been to Sourcing and Project, you've been to all the shows, you guys have walked everything.
Yep.
What do you feel like is the biggest pivot opportunity for someone in retail, in fashion, and maybe even like footwear? Because you guys really cover the gamut. Like, where do you see some pivots and some opportunities happening from what you've seen today?
Well, I think, you know, specifically from my point of view on the manufacturing side, you know, a lot of influencers specifically are doing brand partnerships, right? So they're partnering with people that already have existing product. And for some, that's great. That makes sense, right? It's probably a lot lower touch, but it's also a lot lower margin for them. So what we're trying to do is come in and say, hey, we can be that bridge for you. We can be that manufacturer. We can be that merchandising, you know, assortment support for you. Go out and sell. Let us make products specifically for you that fits your customer, who you're talking to, and make a lot of money doing it, you know?
Make a lot of money.
Yes.
I mean, that's like the theme of my life at this point. I'm always like, oh, you want to make more money? Okay, great. Let's talk.
Yeah.
I think for you guys, working in the influencer space has been really interesting because what you've learned is that, and we've been talking a lot about this the past couple of days through dinners and whatever, it feels like a lot of people who want to sell product don't understand that our retail industry that we exist in, like, exists.
Yeah.
Like, they don't even see that there are manufacturing partners like you to come to to say, hey, I want to make this custom product or I want to make this new body or whatever. What do you feel like for you? Where's the opportunity in product specifically? Like, are you guys feeling like footwear is it? Or
yeah,
we were kind of talking about some of the licensing deals we've been seeing on the floor, and like kind of questioning, like, why would an influencer go that way? Just like I, as a you know, business consultant, I'm always like, why is a retailer expanding in that way? Like, where do you feel like the biggest opportunities just in general is category wise?
I mean, I still think this whole athleisure thing is not going away.
Agreed.
Like, people still want to be in their comfy sweatsuits, but they want to be cute. They want to feel a little different. I mean, we're still seeing the Lulu Scuba Dupe out there in like millions of iterations and fabrics and colors and lengths and, you know, different details. So I think, you know, unfortunately, it's not this like, holy cow, like there's this huge shift happening in the market to XYZ. I mean, we did see a lot more, you know, denim coming back, which was exciting, and like new riffs on denim. And we saw a lot of cargo out shopping and like this utilitarian feel. And like, I'm totally vibing on it. But I think when you're talking about selling to the masses, and especially for what we're doing with these influencers, you know, it is about mass appeal still. And so you have to be really conscious on that trend curve to not push too fast, too forward, unless, again, that is your customer. And if it is, go for it, right? But again, if you're trying to curate a little bit more to the masses, then I still think, you know, there's a ton happening in this athleisure space, you know, versus it being a jogger, we're seeing it go to more of a bootcut leg or even a wide leg. So, you know, tweaks on the fashion, not necessarily swinging the pendulum too far. And then also just having a lot of fun with the graphics, with the placement of the graphics. You know, how do you brand it? Is it on the back? Is it on the side? Is it vertical? Is it like just seeing some different ways to show your brand, and whether it's your name or whether it's a saying or whether it's a mantra that you stand for, like how do you incorporate some of those things where it's not just this logo drop, you know, that feels old and dated. It's like a new,
I can't stand a logo drop. People are like, I'm gonna add logos to my like graphic tee line, and I'm like, who cares about your brand? Like, no offense, but like, well, and maybe we transition to this, because Camille, like, tell me what you feel like. What should we be putting on graphics? What, like, where should we be focusing? Should it be embroidery? Should it be, you know, like, where do you feel like trend-wise is the biggest opportunity that you've seen recently?
Yeah, I think it's all those really fun techniques that really set you apart with what's in that mass kind of wholesale market. Those things from puff prints and chenille and foils and all of the fun techniques that you could have. I also think in the influencer space, it's all about that special kind of effect. What are they famous for? So we've talked about some influencers that are artists, like how do they incorporate their art into their own graphics so it feels super special and custom? So I think it's really making it feel super unique to them.
That's great. Okay, so we've talked about trend. Now, I would love to do a little bit of an insider talk about retail and about where we feel like people are missing the understanding of how we can manufacture our own products, especially because that's what you guys specialize in.
Yep.
And while some of my listeners might not be at the stage where they can do the quantities that you guys require, right? Because we can talk about that. In terms of manufacturing your own product, I've been saying for a long time, I think wholesale is the biggest opportunity right now. And we're at a show, which, again, we joked about this yesterday, like, I still don't see everything I want in the vendor booth, right? And so where do you feel like manufacturing wise, like how should someone decide, okay, I want to start manufacturing. What are the units that you guys are looking for? And like, where are we making that stuff? You know, I kind of want a little bit of like behind the scenes of Atrium. Yeah. Like, so your company's called Atrium.
Yep.
You guys are
Atrium
located
Apparel.
In Columbus. And you do a lot of manufacturing, like you said, for big box and everyone. So walk me through the process If I can order 1,000 units or 2,000 units, what's the process of coming to work with you?
Yeah, so I think when we're looking at customers and clients, we want to make sure that we're a good fit for them too, right? Like, we want to make sure that what we do best is going to help enhance their brand and what they're trying to achieve. So for us, we're really big in the cut-sew space. So think a little bit more of your fashion basics. Again, your t-shirts, your sweatsuits, your
jersey knit. Yes. We're cutting the fabric and we're sewing it up.
Yep. We're going to make a special fit for you. We're going to make special colors for you. We have an in-house graphic design team. So again, we can bring your idea and your head to life for you. We'll help take you along that journey. We source all over the globe. So again, quantity kind of is one predicator of where we go, but it's also about the quality that you want, the techniques you want. So again, whether we're
price
in
China, point, the which price really point just drives, like, right, sure, if you're coming in and you're saying, like, my customer's really price sensitive. I need everything to be under $50.
Yep.
That's going to determine what techniques are available, what materials are available, and then what factories probably too.
And I think the biggest thing when you're starting this out is it's okay not to know. You're not going to know. So finding a trusted partner that can help take you through that process, and then also, you know, having trust in them that they're hopefully going to guide you to the right place and answer those questions and be thinking about the questions even before you know to ask them. But I think having a clear point of view is super important. I think that's where sometimes, you know, while we do work with big box retail, we do love the idea of working with some startups as well, especially for people that have this like long runway and this growth plan and they really know where they're going. And so even if they might not be sure of the exact product categories, if they can come to us and say, here's my market, here's my customer, here's my girl, I know how to sell. What can I bring to this market that can really help monetize myself and also, you know, gives my girls like what they're missing, right? What isn't in the market? Like, we love being a part of creative piece. That's the merchants in us at Atrium that love to be part of that brand building, part of that business building. But I think when you come in and we have some, again, people that are just starting off that they don't even know who they are or what they're really looking for, it's a lot harder for us to be best asset, best put forward for those customers. So I think, again, you don't have to be item specific, but you really have to know your market, I think, is important.
Your customer.
And the other part of it is selling, you know, and, you know, it is, you can have a huge following and a bunch of eyeballs, but if you don't really like to sell, then, you know, no go. Like,
you're going to have a problem.
Yeah. So I think you have to also buy into, hopefully, and believe in whatever it is you're putting out there, you know, and that you think there's a need for it. And this is why, you know, you're going forward with it. Because I will tell you, it is time. It is investment. It is cost. You know, it's very different than just placing an order at market and getting it 4 months later. So, you know,
Getting like 6 units of it.
Yes,
right?
Exactly. So, you know, minimums for us usually start around the 1,000 unit mark and go up. And again, depending on the complexity and what everything looks like, that can ebb and flow down or up. But, you know, we're here to try to help people truly build brands. We're not just a one product drop kind of manufacturer. We want to find the clients that are really excited about their opportunity ahead of themselves. And we're here to come in and really help build out how big is big and what does that runway look like? And we are all about a crawl, walk, run model. We don't want to ever push a customer into overbuying something and then have them fail. Like, that's not a win for anybody. So again, it's a lot of conversations, it's a lot of like partnership back and forth. But for someone that, again, does have the market, the eyeballs and a point of view, I mean, it's an awesome opportunity for someone to, again, make a great mark, you know, great margin, but then also really help satisfy what their customers are asking for.
Totally. I feel like also I feel like we've had all these conversations and that's why I was like, you need to come talk about this to everyone that listens to me, because we've been talking about how a person or a brand, like online, in the online space, you can have a ton of followers. You can have 1 million followers. You can have 2 million followers. But if you don't launch the right product at the right time, at the right price point, well, guess what? You're not going to sell it. And we've seen that happen over and over with influencers, and it becomes this big story. So like, Camille, will you walk me through, like, let's say I am someone who has 1 million followers, okay? If I want to come to you guys and work with you, like, give me the basic of like how we would start that relationship and like, what are you needing from me in that situation, right? Because here's the thing. Me, Emily, as the host of this podcast, I want influencers to hear this. I want people with big audiences to hear this because I know that they need good partners. And like we've been talking about, they need people to educate them on how to actually grow a business, which is what the three of us have done for many, many years, right? So I come to you. I'm like, I've got 1 million followers. What do we talk about? What's our first conversation?
Yeah, I think I always like to start with a deep dive into the brand, into the following. Understand what eyeballs are on you. Why are they on you? What are they looking for? Why are they following you? All of those things. And then start by really just jotting down some white spaces. Like, okay, if you are a female DJ and you're really killing it in the DJ market, let's go out with a headphone line, a really fun color run. Let's go into the speaker business. Let's do something that we know is going to satisfy your audience. And that's what's they're coming to you for. So I think it really all starts with the concept piece of starting to think of what kind of items could be right for you and your audience. And I think, again, to Jackie's point, is they really just need to come to us with an understanding of who their following is, and then we can work with them to figure out what are the right products. And we like to say we can take you from concept to consumer. So come to us with the concept, come to us with an idea, and then we'll help you get it into hands. And from there, we just continue to work. We continue to scale. We have tons of experience working with big box retailers through and through. Why can't your headphone line one day be in a big box retail store?
In Target.
Right. If that is how you want to scale. So I think we just start with honestly a first item. We don't want to overwhelm. We don't want to bring too much to market. Let's start with one drop. Let's figure out your customer, figure out your quantity, figure out your buy, and then put together a strategy and scale plan from there.
The example of a headphone for a DJ is so smart because, again, I think everyone who has an audience always thinks, I'm going to do a hoodie. I'm going to do a t-shirt. I'm going to do, you know, we've been talking about how we've seen influencers launch into spaces where we're like, that's a little confusing. Like, isn't there already someone kind of doing that? And how are you really setting yourself apart? And I think that's where you guys come to the table because you're at these shows, you're seeing literally everything that everyone's doing. And we all can see what's going to work and what's not, right?
Yeah. I mean, we have another influencer that we're starting to work with. And, you know, her business is based on a lot of events, hosting a lot of events across, you know, the country. And she's got a really big pickleball following. And so we're pitching
her. We love the pickleball.
We are pitching her some custom pickleball paddles. And there's no reason why that she can't be giving those away to everybody that comes to the event. And then also engaging her audience with everyone that's not able to come to that city and that event to still have your own pickleball party, you know? And so, by the way, here's some adorable paddles, and it's marketing for her, an opportunity for the, I mean, imagine the hashtags and all the things, the tags that are going to be happening when you have all these girls, women across the country playing pickleball with your paddles.
Super chic,
you know?
Hot pink, or so, I mean, yes, I'm making that up,
totally.
But like,
they'll be hopping.
I mean, it's your Barbie. So yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And then what you guys also, you could say, okay, you're going to do it in a gift bag for free, right?
Yep.
An event. Then, oh, the people see it on social. They want to buy it. Okay,
yep.
Great. There's the opportunity to make money.
Yep.
And then, oh, wait, there's a bunch of new pickleball facilities opening up around the country. Why don't we pitch it to them? And then we start the wholesale line. I mean, the thing about influencers and how they're the new version of the starving artist, you guys are coming in and saying, actually, you don't have to starve. Actually, you don't have to rely on TikTok money or brand deals. You're saying, take this in-house, take control, make yourself a business now, make yourself a retail business. And retail doesn't have to look like fashion, which I think is, again, like we're talking scubas and printing and things like that, but like truly headphones. I mean, you see so many categories here.
Yep.
I'm like, whoa, like it's wild.
We've built out this pretty cool, I mean, it's nothing more than a pretty basic Excel chart, to be honest, but we built out a pretty cool financial model to kind of pitch. We started talking with some of these agencies and they just couldn't wrap their heads around like how financially does this work? You know, are we putting money? Are they putting money in? And we basically built out that with a $5,000 investment within five drops, you could grow to $150,000 to your bottom line, assuming you have the eyeballs.
Profit.
Yes.
$150,000 in your bank account
in their
after five launches. If you have it. So what are we talking for following?
Like, so, you know, we're talking about for a $5,000 investment, you're buying 500 t-shirts to start, for example, right? And then you're selling those. And then you take that profit that you've made and you double down and you're going to buy maybe 1,000 t-shirts.
Now, right, right.
Or you're going to buy, again, maybe a couple hundred pickleball paddle sets,
right?
Well,
and that's where you guys come in and analyze and look at the
margin,
you know, you're
looking
at sales.
We're going to see what happens. Yep. And then that next, you know, profit you just made, now you can bump it up and let's buy some cute sweatsuits, you know, and let's launch a whole sweatsuit outfit. And that might be, you know, $100 retail. And so you don't need to buy as many of those, but you're going to make a lot more profit on it. And so we just built this, again, fairly basic. You sell X, you make Y, you take your Y and you invest it to your next purchase. And so
you're bootstrapping
and self-funding out of $5,000 and you end up with a six-figure bottom line in your pocket. Again, assuming you can, and then we're talking a couple thousand units of sales. We're not talking about 10,000 units.
Here.
We're literally talking about a couple thousand units, really good profit margins. And, you know, that's how you can do it. And then recycle.
I love this. What do you feel like? And again, like, I know this is going to vary, but like on that model, are you guys assuming like I have 400,000 Instagram followers that generally convert? Like I have what percent and get, like, are you guys getting into that kind of number stuff yet?
I mean, to be honest, it's still fairly new for us in this space. So yeah. I'm not going to say that we're experts on, you know, the ROI and what the conversion rates are going to be. I do think engagement is what's important, to be honest. I think you could have 10,000 followers. And if you have super high engagement, I don't think you have an issue selling 500 t-shirts, right?
Correct.
So, I mean, I think it really depends on how engaged you are with your customer, how much you're connected, and are you speaking to them, right? Is this something that they just have to have? Or is it just, be a nice to have, right? Like, what makes it emotional? Just like when you're shopping in a boutique, right? I mean, I love boutique shopping because it's unique stuff. It's different. You can't find it anywhere else. So it's taking all those exact same concepts, you know, to your own personal product and say, what is unique about this? What makes it special? What makes someone be like, no, I kind of need to have that. And then also, by the way, it's here and gone. So we're not talking with these influencers about carrying an online assortment that's an evergreen forever. No, we're talking about flash sale models. We're talking about get in, get out, go on to the next. So you're not, again, having to carry all the inventory like a store right now, right? You really turn and burn it and learn and grow. And we're starting domestically with some things for our customers right now, you know, and it's not going to be as custom, but it's going to be a foot in the door. And it's that first $5,000 spend. And then guess what? Their next order is going overseas because they can and they can afford to do it. So again, it's a walk, crawl, run.
Brilliant. It's so brilliant because here's what I would say is there is a need. Like, there's so many people growing their following in social media land, right? There's so many people saying, I don't make money. I make pennies on it. Da-da-da. And you guys are coming in and saying, hold on. Yep. Like, you've done the hard work. Because, like, I think we can all agree, building an audience is the hardest thing to do, right? But if you've achieved that, let's actually make some money from them. Let's not worry about TikTok or rev share or, like, brand deals. Or, you know, because I've also been hearing just chatter amongst people that, like, brands don't pay or they take 6 months to pay or they, you know, they're splitting.
Where one of our influencers still hasn't gotten paid from a merch shop that she did with
someone else. And you guys are literally saying, come in and we will vertically integrate your influencer space.
Yep.
And we're going to do it so you make a lot of money.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And everybody wins.
Yep. Everybody wins. Mm-hmm. And so, okay. So we're almost done here. Let's talk about what do you think for 2024? We'll start with you, Camille. What do you feel like across the board, fashion industry-wise, like retail industry? Because we've been talking about Bath & Body Works and Abercrombie and their resurgence and 90s trends and all this stuff. What do you feel like if I'm a boutique owner, what am I looking at right now to... like for inspiration, what should I be bringing into my store? What should I be thinking about?
Yeah,
totally. Also, Camila is like the trendiest girl. And every time she shows up, I'm like, wow, you look so cute. So I feel like also she's just young and cool. And so we're going to get her opinion too.
Totally. I think it's really interesting coming off the year of Barbie and highly femme, a lot of pink energy. I think just at this show over the week, we saw a lot of streetwear. A lot of cargo, a lot of pockets, a lot of denim, really going back to a little bit more of that streetwear, edgy, grunge kind of style, which I think is super exciting. I think we also saw a lot of business wear, but in really fun ways. I think women are absolutely dominating the world right now, which is super exciting. And I think they're doing it in style. So as you're going back to the office, as you're going to these events, having fun, fashionable stuff, trousers and blazers and all that kind of stuff to wear is super, super exciting. So
I couldn't agree more with you because I do feel like there's the like, I'm a millennial, so I'm into the like cute top and jeans or bottom, whatever. But I've also been doing the like cool bottom with like a plain top, right? So I think also we're kind of like expanding, like you're saying, and we're trying to find ways to put fashion in that still feels comfortable, still feels modern and new. But Jackie, where do you... Well, Jackie's my trend girl.
Well,
I'm like, what's cool now? No, she's on the man. She's on the.
I'm a super millennial though too. So like, I tend to gear a little more chuggy than you know, than maybe trend forward. But what I was going to say actually, just piggybacking on it, and especially for boutique owners, and this was actually a message yesterday at one of the trend shows that we sat through at Magic, which was awesome by the way. But you know, for me, I'm at this point in my life where, even though I work in retail, like I still need help styling. Like I do. Like I need inspiration as to how to wear that and maybe make it feel not so commodity. You know, it's like just the way in which you style something, the way even just changing up the footwear, or again, opening myself up to some of these new different leg shapes. And I was going to say, you know, we went, Camille and I went out comp shop, call it competitive shopping, patterning, right? Where you're looking and seeing what's happening out in the retail market, and then also doing a little personal shopping as well. But, you know, I put on a pair. We went to the Good American Store, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I'd been to a Good American Store here in Las Vegas. And I put on these like wide ass leg jeans, and I just felt so powerful, right? And that's not something that I ever would have worn.
We were both sitting here in skinny jeans. So yeah.
Pretty much, yes. But I'm just saying, like, I think it's also about like being open to try new things. Yeah. But like, you know, if I hadn't seen that on, you know, the mannequin or had the sales associate, it'd be like, hey, I know you're petite, but like, you really should try these and rock them with like a wedgie, you know, like a tall wedge sneaker. Like, I think you could look really great in this. And I was like, you're right. Like, I should try it. Right. So to me, it's about like, maybe before I used to feel a little bit more intimidated about some of the trends, but now it's like, no, you know, we were at Forever 21, which again is like,
you guys told me you said 2 hours at Forever 21, which it's a big one here. So, okay.
And you know, I ended up buying these like super washed, like cargos, cool pants that again, I
pockets on the side. Oh my gosh. I don't know if I could do it.
But they were so cute. Like a moth pink. And so they was like, okay, it's a little bit of familiarity for me, but like pushing myself out. So again, I think it's really, there are some exciting things happening. And as a boutique owner, again, it's like making it accessible to your girl and finding the way that makes sense for your customer. I don't think it always needs to be this push, bash, and forward thing, but like, how do you bring that one piece in to incorporate and make it feel new? But again, I go back to the styling piece. I think I'm really getting excited about, you know, being on TikTok and Instagram and seeing these, again, personally, millennial, mid-sized women that are actually,
40 now.
Like showing you, hey, you can still wear these looks, but like, here's a cool way to have it, not feel so commodity, not feel so, you know, or so uncomfortable.
Or so trend.
Right? Yes.
Like, yeah. I've always been the person who's like, I don't want to be trendy. I want to be just like on trend, you know, and not kind of not forced way.
Yeah. And so I think as boutique owners, that is just continues probably, I you know, a huge opportunity, especially take the selling out of it. It's like just showing her, right? Really? Like showing her how.
The way you're saying this too, it's like, it is a lot of crossover between like creating that Instagram post that teaches and then having someone in the store and having a sales associate or you say, hey, I know you're petite.
Yeah.
But try this.
Yeah.
Because we've seen it work on other people. I mean, that's so big. I think like that's how to sell without selling.
Yes.
Right?
And
I
it's
think
authentic,
we're,
right?
How we're talking so much about like how uncomfortable it can be to sell, especially for an influencer who's just wanting to like share their knowledge.
Yep.
But I do think that educating people on how to dress, it's always that like, here's clothes, but here's how to style it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think so many boutique owners need to step up the game with.
Yeah. And help push us along, right? You know, those customers.
They're moving us forward in fashion.
We're looking to the boutiques to bring us the next thing. And again, in an accessible way, right? A way that can slowly get us in out of the skinnies and into the, you know, wider legged, you know, bottoms and feel really freaking good about it.
Totally. Yeah. No, I love that. Well, thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate your time. I love you both.
Love you, Emmy.
And if you guys are interested in working with Atrium or you have an influencer friend or whatever, we'll post all of Atrium's information for Jackie and for Camille so you can reach out to them and they'll talk to anyone. So don't hesitate. They're the nicest people and, you know, don't think, oh, I don't have a big enough audience or whatever. Just reach out because you never know when you'll need a business partner like you guys.
Yeah.
So
thanks for having us.
Tell me if this is you. You've had your business for 2 years-ish. Maybe it's a brick and mortar. You feel like you're being pulled in so many directions, but your business is moving forward. You're doing great. You're making money. Things are good. And you can't wing it anymore. You've got to get things under control. You don't enjoy feeling all over the place, but that's all you've known as you've built your business. I want to invite you to my latest webinar called Overbought. Overbought is for you if you're ready to break the cycle of overbuying and maximize your profitability. Maybe you're thinking, but Emily, what does profitability have to do with feeling all over the place? You don't have a plan. The plan starts with you analyzing your sales. Once we can see what you've been selling, then the plan for the future, the vision is very clear. You go to market, you go online, you buy what you need, you sell through it, and your revenue becomes predictable. The new expectation is that you know what's going on. And because you know what's going on, everything around that gets streamlined, including your free time. If you're ready to stop overbuying, maybe you want to fire the company you hired to do your open to buy plan. You want to finally get control of the numbers and feel like you actually understand how the data is going to move the needle in your business. I want to invite you to my free training called Overbought. This is a 90-minute training with me. I'm going to go in depth about how to stop overbuying and what's the process of moving towards ending 2023 with the least inventory you've ever had, the most cash in the bank, and maybe even a vacation. Join me. You can sign up for this class. You need to reserve a seat. It's free though at www.boutiquetrainingacademy.com/overbought.